Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring
Creepmeister Maximus Whitey Gleason
on 95.7 The Game.
This is Jeopardy! Now entering our studios, nobody feels worse for Jimmy Garoppolo than he does. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson. We're not sure which one it is, but we're crossing our fingers it's the right one. Here's Matt Steinmetz.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And our returning champion, he almost didn't make it today because of a tryout at running back for the 49ers. Hashtag scatback, it's Dan Dibley.
Mostly scat, very little back.
And your host for Jockperty, he'll purchase a Roomba now that it won't smear dog poop all over his house. It's Whitey Gleason.
Thanks, Kyle Guy. And
Whitey!
Yep, Jockperty is back. Hey, Goo. Jockperty back for the first time since a bloodbath of an episode that saw only one of the three players, Daniel Norman Dibley, finish with any money. What is your middle name, Dibs?
It's actually Schwarzkopf.
Okay. That means over the last three matches, if I have this right, each player has a victory. So we'll see who returns to the circle of victory today in a highly anticipated contest that begins with these categories in the Jockperty round. $1, $2, and $3 values. One Dibley double out there somewhere. Better known as sports TV shows and giant surprises. Better known as sports TV shows and giant surprises. As I said, $1, $2, $3 values, one Dibley double out there somewhere. Dibs, you're the champ. Please choose a category. Good luck. Let's play Jockperty.
Let's start with giant surprises, Whites, for one, please.
After hitting only two homers in 42 games as a Twin, he's at 18 so far this year as a Giant.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
Who's Lamont Wade Jr.?
That's right. Late night Lamont. $1 for you, Dan Dibley. You're bored.
Giant surprises for two, please.
He smacked a career-high 15 homers this year, unless you count the three seasons he spent as a Samsung Lion in Korea.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
Who is Darren Ruff?
Nobody knows the Giants like Dibs. He's got $3 now and still has the board.
Let's close out giant surprises for three, please.
To complete the category, 10-3 with a 2.79 ERA. Not bad for this guy who lugged a career ERA above 5 into this season.
Stein. Guru.
I heard Steiny.
Who's Di Sclafani?
That's going to cost you. Goo, did you want any of that?
Yeah, who was Kevin Gausman?
That's going to cost you as well.
Oh, no.
Who is Logan Webb? Who is Logan Webb?
That hurts.
10-3, 2.79 ERA. Yeah,
three,
so Dibs 3.
Oh, my Guru.
Guru negative 3.
Guru, we're down. Yeah. We're down as much as you can be down after three questions.
Dibs just went through
Dan
the
Dibley.
Category.
Yeah, sometimes the best action is inaction, Whitey.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go to sports TV shows for one, please.
When he's not doing voices for The Simpsons, Hank Azaria plays the title character of this show about a baseball announcer.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
Who is Jim Brockmire?
What is Brockmire? Who's Jim Brockmire? Yeah, that's right. We'll accept that. $4 for you, Dan Dibley.
The hell, good Lord. Yeah.
Sports TV shows for two, please.
It's not a good sign when you're down six early and you're saying, what the hell is that? Sports TV shows for two. Is that what you want to dibs?
Yes, please.
Yeah, here we go. The Rock stars as ex-football pro Spencer Strasmore in this HBO hit.
Guru.
Dibs.
Yeah, Guru.
Who is Ballers?
What is Ballers is right. You're negative one now, Goo, and you've got the board.
Let's stick with it. I watch TV for three wives. Let's go, baby.
Sports TV shows for three to complete that category. Based on a nonfiction book, this series illuminating high school football in Texas ended its five-season run in 2011. Judges,
Steiny.
Who do I go to there, judges?
Steiny.
Oh, that was me.
No, you have to wait until the question is finished.
What is Friday Night Lights?
Yeah, Steiny is right. What is Friday Night Lights? Gets you to zero, completes that category. So dibs four, Steiny zero, Guru at negative one. And Steiny, you got the board. Better known as is the remaining category.
Damn.
For one.
Better known as for one. You got it. This Arizona pass rusher's first and middle names are Justin James, but we know him as this.
Guru.
Yes, Guru.
Who is J.J. Watt?
That's right, and you're at zero now, Guru. You're bored.
Let's stay with the category for two, Whitey.
Legendary 49er quarterback of the 50s with the first and middle names of Yelburton Abraham.
Dibs.
Guru.
Yes, Dibs.
Oh. Who's Y.A. Tittle?
Correct. Six for you, Dibs, and to complete the round and the category, Dibs, better known as for three. And
that's
what?
Right.
Boy. Dibbly double. The only one of the round is there for you, Dibs. What do you wish to wager?
Let's just defense wins championships, Whitey. Let's go with one.
Oh my gosh.
All right, here you go. For one, better known as for one. Receiver Taraj Jr., who led the NFL in catches in 2007.
Who is TJ Houshmandzadeh?
Got it, and that gives you seven to complete the Jeopardy round. Dib seven, Guru and Steiny at zero, but they had to do some work to get back to zero, so good work there. Here are the categories for the Dibbly double round.
TMI, Whitey.
Never mind. Yeah. $2, $4, and $6 values in the Dibbly double round with two Dibbly doubles out there. Here are the categories. Fantasy football leaders. Name the punter, and today's category to Kyle. What is today's category to Kyle?
NFL nicknames.
NFL nicknames. There you go. Let's see. I think we start with Guru because he and Steiner at zero. It's Guru is the one who hasn't.
That's
won
fine. Just go
recently. So anyway, Guru, choose a category. Let's play.
NFL nicknames for six, Whitey.
NFL nicknames for six. I'm sorry. It's a category to Kyle. So here's Kyle.
This Rams Hall of Famer might have gotten his nickname because his running drove defenders insane.
Scoop. What do we got, Kyle?
Who is Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch?
Oh, I wanted that one. Yeah.
Kind of a callback.
Yeah. Total callback.
That's a deep cut.
That hurt.
Well done.
Still your board, Goo.
Let's go stay with the category for four, Whitey, NFL.
Oh, baby. Go, 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 go.
Keep it down, keep it down.
You trail 7-0-0. How much do you wish to wager? He can wager
what's the most I can. Yeah, I'm going four.
Yeah, that's correct, right, Dibs? He can wager up to four?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Here you go. Goo, with your clue. Once again, here's Kyle.
Longtime Bears corner who's eligible for the Hall of Fame this year. He shelled offenses for 38 interceptions and 8 return touchdowns in his career.
You said cornerback? Who is...
Scoop.
Oh, I got it. Who is... I don't know.
Kyle?
Who is Peanut Tillman?
Shelled. Shelled. Very well done. Mm. Well done.
Yeah. All right. So, 7-0 to negative four. And Goo, the good news is...
Who is Archie?
It's still your board.
No, is that good news, Whitey? NFL nicknames
losing
for two,
him.
NFL nicknames for two.
All right, one more time. Here's Kyle.
That's my ball, punk. He's leading the NFL in receiving after 2 weeks.
Dibs.
Judges.
Got Steiny.
Steiny.
I was Deebo Samuel.
There you go, Steiny. 7-2 Still in. Yeah, well done, Kyle. Steiny, we have fantasy football leaders and name the punter remaining. One dibbly double out there. What do you want to do?
Let's do name the punter for two.
Don't get mad if you can't name this cowboy punter out of Cal.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
Who is Anger?
Brian Anger is right. Gives you 9, Dibs.
Go.
Name the punter for 4, please.
Uh-oh. I'm having problems, Donnie.
Name the punter for 4, did you say? What's wrong with Goo's unit? Anyway, Dibs.
Give you 3 for that.
You lead 9-2 to -4. How much do you wish to wager?
We'll go with 1, Whitey.
Oh, my golly.
If for no other reason than to infuriate Guru into playing again. Struck.
Maybe doing you guys a favor. Who knows? All right, here's your clue. What the? This Rams punter has passed for 184 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, who is Hecker?
What the Hecker? Johnny Hecker, that's right. You now have 10. And we have named the punter for 6 and fantasy football leaders, the whole shebang remaining, Dibs.
Fantasy football leaders for 2, please.
NFC West quarterback whose 69.7 PPR points lead all players in fantasy scoring through 2 games.
Guru.
Yes, Guru.
Who is Kyler Murray?
That's right. Get you to -2, Goo.
Let's stick with the category for 4, Whitey.
Fantasy football leaders for 4. The 3 top scoring PPR receivers this season all play in this division.
Guru.
Steiny.
Yes, Guru.
What is the NFC West, Whitey?
That's right. You're at +2 now. You're tied for 2nd with Steiny. And we have fantasy football leaders for 6 and name the punter for 6 remaining, Goose. So still a lot
Let's
of money on the board.
Let's do fantasy football leaders for, this is big, 6.
With 28 points this season, he leads all kickers in scoring, and his old team, the Vikings, could have used him last Sunday.
Steiny.
Yes, Steiny.
No way.
Who is Gano?
The answer is Gano. Yeah. Wow.
You know what, Whitey? Go to hell. Go to hell, Whitey.
That was big. That was big. Anybody else want any part of that?
No. No, I'm good.
All right.
What was the answer?
Spadoni knows. Who's Daniel Carlson?
And that's my kicker. I knew it.
I could have sworn Gano scored 20 points for a team last week,
man.
Didn't he?
Oh, that was
5
big,
field
man.
Goals? All right. Jeez. Oh,
anyway, 10-2 to -4 to complete the round here. We have named the punter for 6. Hey, Goo, this is still big for you.
Yeah, I just blew it right there, man.
No, you. Okay. Yeah. Name the punter for 6. Here's the clue. Drafted by the 49ers in 2015, he won a Super Bowl ring last year after steering his way to Tampa Bay. Oh, this is big. This is so big. Who is Bradley Pinion? So nobody claims a 6. So we go to final Jeopardy with these scores. Dibs 10, Guru 2, and Steiny -4. You're listening to Jeopardy on 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey station. This segment brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Here is your category for final Jeopardy: American League batting champions. American League batting champions. All right. Again, Dibs has a comfortable lead, 10-2 to -4. So base your wagers for what it's worth on American League batting champions. And let me know when the wagers have been determined. Dibs, very conservatively. It's
1 for me, Kyle.
Okay. He wants to finish in the money, presumably. Dibs, Steiny, you guys ready for the clue?
Cup. Yep, ready to go.
Here is your clue. The only 2 20-year-olds to win batting titles, one in 1907, the other in 1955, both did it while playing for this team. Good luck. Category American League batting champions. The only 2 20-year-olds to win batting titles, one in 1907, the other in 1955, both did it while playing for this team. Dan Dibley has the lead, 10. Guru is second place with 2. Rumor has it he's only wagering 1 here, but we'll see. Steiny struggled with the Graham Gano question. Everybody was in the match till the bitter end here. Steiny at -4. So we'll start with you, Steiny. The only two 20-year-olds to win batting titles, one in 07, the other in 1955. Both did it while playing for this team. What do you got?
Who are the Yankees?
Sorry, it's incorrect. We go to Guru.
Yeah. Who are the Detroit Tigers, Whitey?
Well done. Yeah. Do you know who they were, Guru?
Hey.
You don't have to know, but
Whitey,
do you know?
Cut it out. Cut it out, Whitey. I got it right. Move on now.
Ty
right.
Cobb would be one, and the other one would be Greenberg.
Let me see. Yeah. So, Guru, what was your wager, Goo?
6.
It was 1. He announced it.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. So 3 for you. We go to Dan Dibley. Looks like Dibs is about to post a back-to-back championship. Dibs,
what say you?
Who are the Red Sox, Whitey?
Sorry. Incorrect. It was Ty Cobb in 1907.
No. And I know. Let's guess. Come on, let's guess.
Well,
Norm Cash.
Let's wrap this up and get to my coronation, really. Please.
Norm Cash.
Thank you.
K-Line.
That's right. It was Al K-Line. Al K-Line.
The Carlson hurt me, man. That's bothering me. That's my
guys,
guy.
But first, go ahead, Whitey. Dibs. Close it up.
What was your wager, Dibs?
It was $1, Whitey.
Congratulations with $9. You once again. Very Thank conservative you. Approach pays off for our Jockering champion. Daniel.
Floyd Mayweather, defense.
Norman.
Yeah. 2000 Ravens, when you have an elite defense, as I do, you keep your quarterback in a box, and all I do is win, no matter what. You guys both had a clean shot at it, and you spit the bit. A couple of choke artists, so it's not – don't blame me for my conservative approach. I'm like Shanahan. I don't need to throw it down the field. 3 runs and a cloud of punts. I'm
just offense wins categories. Defense wins Jeopardy.
All right,
I have
Pat,
a question for you, champ. May I ask you a question, champ?
Please.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Last time you won, you compared the match to 3 guys crossing the freeway. Okay, on the count of 3, and you said you were the only one that didn't actually go out into the freeway. Was that a similar strategy you employed today?
Yeah, I feel a lot like Kyle Shanahan in the laminated play sheet. You know, there's many different ways to win Jeopardy. Sometimes the best thing to do is just punt. And hope you get the ball back.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations on another stirring and inspirational victory.
Thanks, Whites.
No, congrats, Dibs.
Appreciate it.
Might have to kill this bit, guys.
No,
Whitey.
The Jockery bit?
Did we lose Whitey?
No.
No, he's still here.
What happened last week?
What
threw me off my
week?
Rhythm. Yeah, we didn't have it.
Yeah,
it's
been
disposed.
I was
in unavailable, Coach.
I was vacationing in Mendocino. Then I went to the Giants game, and Friday you guys were off, so we couldn't do Friday.
Shut up. Playing Whitey,
Hey.
He asked me a question.
Hey, 408, I don't like this. Bonte always won, now Dibs always wins. Can we replace Steiny and Goon?
And that's not a fact. That is not a fact.
Congrats, Dibs.
Bonte
Appreciate
is
it.
Good, though. I want to get Bonte and Dibs.
Whitey, tell us when you're on. Yeah, coming up.
Oh, okay.
Promote.
I'll be on 4 hours with Jason Dumas on Saturday, 1 to 5. And then Sunday, I'm on with the great Shamari Block. Vallejo, V-Town, the block is hot. That'll be from 1 to 4. So we'll talk to you then. And by the way, I hear Damon. Damon wants a part of the Jockery.
Yeah, he's been talking.
Next time one of you guys is not available. Yeah, that's a rumor on the streets.
Or maybe one of us just sit out.
I think Somebody all of you guys, your various Damons and your Bontes, you guys can have a quaint little undercard and, you know, go ahead and win Ken Jennings, a.k.a. Dibber Claws. When I can, you know, squeeze it in my busy schedule, maybe I'll take on the winner of such a tourney.
It's the NIT. They're the NIT is what they are, the NIT tournament. They might even be that one that's the one
CBI?
Worse than that.
The college basketball tournament.
It could be the NBA, though. I mean, Bonte was good. I'm sure David
Yeah, but Bonte – no, Bonte was playing under different rules, remember?
He was scoring 50s.
That's because he was jumping in all the time.
I'm doing this to alienate Dibs. He's good.
No, it's great. And next week on Jockpreety, I'm going to try to win with just $1. It's my goal is to win with as little as possible.
There should be a new rule. You got to bet half of your stack.
$1. It's the weekly wham-fest from you, Goo. I won with 10, 9 this week. Next week,
no equipment
I win with
issues
less
for
than
me
5.
This week.
Yeah. Yep.
Dibs is a champ, but the MVP of Jeopardy this week is Kyle. What a great category.
Great category.
He had today. Well done, Kyle Madsen.
I think you should have to go in order 2, 4, 6. You start off a category with a give me this for six.
It's daily double dibbly double hunting. That is a classic Jeopardy slash Jeopardy strategy. You're not going to change the rules on that.
Who the hell are you?
Farmer. Also, Guru's the one that did that.
Did what?
He went straight to the six.
Oh, I don't like it when anybody does it.
I know, which is why I do it occasionally. And when I bet a dollar,
Dibs,
I bet a dollar to troll Guru. You guys are so easy to get. Guru misses one. He goes in the tank. I get control. I bet one. He goes further in the tank. Steiny gets into the negative and becomes negative.
Listen,
you guys gotta change it up.
Tell us his plans, Steiny. I'm getting mad.
That's the only way it's a challenge anymore, Goo.
Hey, the last Steiny. 4 weeks, Dibley's won two, Guru won one, I won one. That doesn't smell like a blowout to me.
Steiny,
let me know like if you guys ever want to add a category. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 4, 6, 8. We're ready. Just give me the word and we can expand and give everybody maybe a little few more opportunities.
Hey!
Just let me know.
Thanks,
Whitey. NFL Madden covers. Remember that? That's my best category ever. I cleaned up on that one.
Yeah, I was good on Celtics history. Celtics in the 80s.
Giant surprises. That I smelled a little rat in that category.
That's actually where the game was lost with my Di Sclafani.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.